The Seliu blinked at the light, looking up at her with eyes that were completely black and stupendously appealing. They were described as living gnomes by the first people to see them, 30 centimeters fully grown, with black and white fur, remarkably similar to a terrestrial panda. On their homeworld, Oshanko, they were so rare they were kept exclusively in an imperial reserve. Only the Emperor's children were allowed to have them as pets. Cloning and breeding programs were an anathema to the imperial court. They lived by natural selection alone. No official numbers of their population were given, but strong rumors suggested there were less than 2,000 of them left. Despite the bipedal shape, they had a very different skeleton and musculature to terrestrial anthropoids. There were no elbows or knees, their limbs bent along their whole length, making their movements incredibly ponderous. They were herbivores, and, if official AV recordings of the Emperor's family were to be believed, clingingly affectionate. Ione covered her mouth with one hand, eyes alight with incredulity. The creature was about 20 centimeters high.
"It's a Seliu," she said dumbly.
"Yes." She put a hand into the bag, extending one finger. The Seliu reached for it in a graceful slow motion, deliciously silky fur stroked against her knuckle. "But only the Emperor's children are supposed to have these."
"Emperor? Lord? What's the difference? I got it because I thought you'd like it."
The Seliu had clambered upright, still holding itself against her finger. Its flat, wet nose sniffed her.
"How?"
she asked. Joshua gave her a precocious smile.
"No, I don't want to know."
She heard a soft crooning and looked down, only to lose herself in the adoring gaze.
"It's very wicked of you, Joshua. But he's quite lovely. Thank you."
"Not sure about the him. I think there are 3 or 4 sexes. There's not much on them in any reference library. But it does eat lettuce and strawberries."
"I'll remember."
She eased her finger from the Seliu's grip.
"So what about my present?" Joshua asked.
Ione struck a pose, tongue licking her lips.
"I'm your present."
They didn't make it to the bedroom. Joshua got her dress off just inside the door, and in return, Ione tugged at his shipsuit seal so hard it broke. The first time was on one of the alcove tables. After that, they used the ornate iron stair railings for support. Then it was rolling around on the apricot moss carpet. The bed did get used eventually, after a shower and a bottle of champagne. Hours later, Joshua knew he'd missed the party in Harkey's bar, and didn't much care. Outside the window, the light flickering through the water had faded to a dusky green. Small orange and yellow fish were looking in at him. Ione was sitting cross-legged on the rubbery, transparent sheet, with her back resting against some of the silk cushions. The Seliu was snuggled up in her hand as she fed it with the crinkled red and green leaves of a lolo lettuce. It munched them daintily, gazing up at her.
"Isn't he adorable?" she said happily.
The Seliu genus exhibits a great many anthropomorphic traits which endear them to humans.
"I bet you'd be nicer if it wasn't Joshua who brought him."
Removing the Seliu from its home planet is not only in complete contravention of the planetary statutes, it is also a direct personal insult to the Emperor himself. Joshua has put you in an invidious position, a typically thoughtless action on his part.
"I won't tell the Emperor if you won't."
"I was not proposing to tell the Emperor, nor even the Japanese Imperium's ambassador."
"That old fart."
"Ione, please. Ambassador Ng is a very senior diplomat. His appointment here is a mark of the Emperor's respect towards you."
"I know."
She tickled the Seliu under its tiny chin. Face and body were both flattish ovals, joined by a short neck. Its legs curved slowly, pressing the torso against her finger.
"I'm going to call him Augustine," she announced.
"That's a noble name."
"Great,"
Joshua said. He leant over to the side of the bed and pulled the champagne bottle out of its ice bucket.
"Flat,"
he said, after he tipped some into his glass.